Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Ritter, we're all back. Is that the guy? It feels good to be back.
Is that an actor?
It feels good to be back.
Jeff Ritter is a friend of mine from Cerebral Palsville.
What?
Yeah.
His name's Jeff Ritter.
He
He's
had
amazing.
A lot of friends
He's
there.
An amazing man.
Way to go, Jeff. Way
yeah,
to go.
Way to go, Jeff.
In the tiny town of Cerebral Palsville. 300 people.
Is that a real
300
town?
People.
It's town.
Oh, wow.
It is, Jared, it is your town. They escaped what? The plague over in Ireland, and they went
now,
to that town.
They're,
right?
They're all Vikings. It's Norwegian. It's
a Viking town.
Welcome to Posba. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I
it's
like
a Viking
that.
Town. It's a Viking
well,
town.
Hey,
you grew up in a
welcome,
Viking town.
Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Who else can
welcome
say that?
To Drinking
yeah.
Bros.
Who else can fucking say they grew up in a fucking Viking town?
It's been too long since we've all been on the mic.
Well, I'm a little uncomfortable now because Jared is fired up.
What do you mean? I'm not fired up. I've just been drinking.
Jared, you're fired up tonight. I can hear it. I can hear it through the mic. You're
I'm
fired
not
up tonight.
Fired.
There's a drunk dude.
You
just
are fired up tonight.
Oh man.
You had a screening at
Jeff
your hometown.
Ritter,
you were
Jeff
a hometown
a
hero.
Saint.
You were a little, yeah, you were a little champion. They held the local boy who did good on their shoulders and paraded him through the town.
Oh, yeah. Rudy.
I mean, it really was. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not like you guys all know me. I wasn't the star quarterback of Palsbo.
So what
no,
were,
but
what
I,
were
I heard they, people I heard they got your entire band back together, your high school band from 1983.
Yeah, they were.
And they played you into the town. Is that true? God, on a motorcycle. Yeah,
yeah. Wait, so what were you in high school? Were you this, like, a skater?
I was a skater. Yeah. But I also had a weird networking thing where
you
I,
that's
could,
odd.
I could hang out with
that
like,
Jared.
I like yeah. one of the things
that's
I was the
Jared.
First dude to know how to use Napster in the school, so everybody that wanted CDs
so
would
funny.
Come to my house.
And you got
the
burn.
You were the guy that made
that guy.
The mixed
girl,
CDs for like
we
the first date.
Guy.
The girl that I was in love with came over to my house so I could make a mix CD for her boyfriend for Valentine's
for Day. When they fucking had sex.
Yeah, and I literally am downloading every track.
You were the mix CD guy.
At 1.95 kilobytes a second.
Dude.
Like, it took all day to do an 11-song CD.
Dude, when I was in high school, it was still mixed tapes. Yeah, and we had that one tape that the football team passed around for when you're going to lose your virginity with your girl.
Oh,
yeah, it was the Key Sweat.
That's kind of cool.
There's a lot of Key Sweat in there.
So Jared, just to be clear here before we get into our sponsors, you were the guy that hot girls would come over to burn a CD so that they could fuck their boyfriends.
Ouch.
To like just CDs you burned?
Yes.
Did you ever make them your custom mixtape? Like a summer 04 mixtape?
No, I didn't make anything for them. Like I didn't give girls gifts like or anything. I was always the helpful person.
Just herpes.
Yellow Darts, Cruel Summer.
Twice. Yeah,
it's a little too close to home for me.
Yeah. I thought it was Poison Oak.
Cruel Summer Mix, 98.
I've had Poison Oak all over. Oh, fuck me.
Well, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
Drinking Bros.
We are back.
We're all back. We're all back around the microphone. We were around the world doing Range 15 promo.
I know.
But now we're back here, and we got a few sponsors that pay for this shit show.
Oh, yes, they do.
Number one, he was a guest on the show last Tuesday. A little guy named Sean Mattson, who owns a company called Strikeforce
Energy.
Put down
the can. Put down the fucking can.
That's the best. They need to make a shirt that says
that. With StrikeforceEnergy.com. It is energy in a little tin pouch. You can pour it in water, sodas, coffee, liquor, anything you want, wine.
I'll give you
My wife was pouring it in wine.
I'll give you something funny today, Roz. I was listening to you and Jesse on there, or that broad that you had on there that just wouldn't stop yapping. Anyway, it literally, like, after listening to that show, I had to physically go and make myself a Strikeforce because I was just thirsty.
You did.
My mouth is watering, and I was like, ah, man, I need Strikeforce.
I know you do. I know you do. And if you go to StrikeForceEnergy.com and you type in the promo code Drinking Bros, you get 20% off of every stinking order, and they ship all around the fucking world.
Even to Australia.
Australia.
Even to Australia.
And you know, there was a lot of conceals and carries out at Range 15. A lot of protection all over this USA. And I'm pretty sure they were filled with Tartarus ordnance bullets.
Wish a motherfucker would.
I wish a motherfucker would. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home ammunition needs, all your defense needs. If you need weapons, if you need, you know, just cold steel in your hand, go to TartarusOrdnance.com.
I like that.
Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off there because you're buying a little more expensive shit, so you only get 10% off there. And at these screenings, there was some short people at some of these theater screenings. You know what they did to prop themselves up?
What's that?
They brought copies of At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. They bought about 7 to 8 copies to sit on, so they were high enough to see. It's not just for short people. It's for tall people. It's for everybody who likes to make love.
I like
that
they're paying $19.99 for a booster seat.
I will say this, Ross. I saw a comment on Facebook today which fucking made me LOL, literally laugh out loud. It was saying that he had to go to an
HR
because he quoted your book to a coworker
that's
of his.
Never a good idea.
Yeah, that's it just did. Fucking
never
magical,
a good
though.
Idea.
It's actually a great thing. And if you haven't read the book, it should be in every classroom in America. It should be on every HR person's
desk in America. You know
what I would
do? I would take a signed copy to the HR rep and be like, you can you know, counsel me, but read this book and then you'll understand.
Then you'll understand.
Yeah. I secretly love that he got in trouble. I hope he gets to keep his job.
I mean, but if he doesn't, that kind of sets a new record for an author.
A new standard.
How many authors do you know that have had a man removed from his career because he quoted their work? That's got to be a short list.
Oh, God.
It's got to be. Like, if you could get the Guinness rep out to give you the Guinness, World Record.
It's Guinness?
Whatever. Fuck them. They're British.
Yeah. Jay, man, you're on one.
What?
You're good. I love it.
You're on fire tonight. That's true.
Sorry, is Guinness noble?
No, I imagine this guy's going to be on the side of the road. We're going to be handing him dollar bills, and his whole sign's going to be like, I lost my job because of Ross Patterson.
Yeah.
My life is ruined because of Ross.
I lost my job because of Big Dick Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, look, you have your own Drinking Bros
author,
group, right?
If I could get one person fired from their job, I think I did it. I made it in this world. I made something special. Something special out there.
It's a
but you can get it Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed on Amazon, Audible, bookstores everywhere except for Walmart. They banned it too. They took it to their HR people. Fuck them. And if you're reading it, you might as well pour yourself a nice steaming hot cup of Black Rifle coffee.
That smells good.
What kind of promo you guys running on Black Rifle?
Only 10 more days until we can prime it.
What do you prime it?
Prime it.
What the fuck is that?
10 more days and it's available on Amazon Prime.
What? No
what?
Way.
What is what?
Yes.
Coffee. What is
Black Rifle Coffee?
Stop it.
It'll be available on Amazon Prime.
On Prime?
On July 1st, which we are going to do a commercial with a mortar tube where we're launching Black Rifle bags out of a mortar tube saying, prime it.
Oh, wait. Just so you know, someone local here has a fucking Gatling gun t-shirt shooter.
Oh, we need that.
Yeah.
We should use that.
We can borrow from them. Let me know when you need it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I stood in front of it.
Hey, you know a guy, bro.
I always know a guy, bro.
Prime it.
You know a guy, Rocco. Rocco, hey, you know what else? We also know a guy who can fill up those guns with Drinkin' Bros Podcast t-shirts. Boom. Go to drinkinbrospodcast.com. Get yourself some Drinkin' Bros Podcast tees. Those are selling out fast. Yep. At all the screenings this week, everybody was wearing
those.
Are
they not allowing the Lincoln's Box Seats Ranger panties in Australia or something?
I don't know why.
Because I got messages today about, hey, what's the deal with these the LBS Ranger panties? Like, supposedly there's a big controversy over them in Australia.
No way! I love it.
Yeah.
Well, here's
they're real sensitive to Lincoln over there. They've got a lot of Lincoln supporters over there.
Hey, hey, Ross, this just dropped. We a new shirt. We're going to be doing the France Press shirt.
France Press.
Oh, yeah. I can't fucking wait.
I think I'm going to drop that in about 3 days. We'll have that live and ready, man, so it's exciting.
Yes. France Press shirt for Jared Taylor.
Hey, Rita! I have a question for the audience, man. We're the guys over here, all of us, all four of us, we're thinking about dropping Take Your Pants Off on audio before we do a video for it. And I'd love to hear what you guys want. I think we should just drop the song.
I think it needs
to be in the world. It needs to be like Free Willy or Free Jared.
Because honestly, we don't know when because we don't want to half-ass that video.
Right.
And we don't know when we're going to be able to truly put the time
But
in
we want to give people ear orgasms.
Video. Yeah, we do want them to have it. Now,
you know what? Ross, you should just throw it in the tail end of this fucking
just
episode.
Throw it, Ross.
Let's do it.
You want to throw it on there?
Hey, listen, let's fucking do it.
At the end of this episode.
Yeah, dude.
The world premiere of Take Your Pants Off.
Take your fucking pants off.
We will not put it on iTunes yet. We will just put it in the end of this video.
Or this podcast.
Yeah.
Tell the world.
So that's it. That's the only place you can listen to it right now. You can't download it. You can't buy it.
No.
But
maybe in like 2 weeks or something.
You glorious motherfuckers put Whoopi above the Lonely Island.
Lonely Island,
yes. We beat Lonely Island.
Lonely Island.
Number one in comedy
it's
in
funny,
the world.
People still don't know who the fuck we are. They know Lincoln's Box Seats is.
Lincoln's Box Seats, motherfucker.
Dude, it was
Devil
pretty funny because it was Be My Whoopi was number one.
Yes.
And then you had two Lonely Islands. And then it was Bitch I Operate. It's still in the charts.
So
and
I sent him a message. I was like, look.
Be right back.
We're number one. And we got number four. You're number two and three.
Let's
melt faces.
Let's fucking
That's
party.
What I said. I
melt
said,
faces.
I saw that.
Faces.
Dope.
They probably don't.
Hey,
check
they,
that
they,
shit.
Hey guys. Oh, no. They had a rough week with their movie. It came out the week before Range 15. And I'm going to be honest with you. The numbers supported us. We had a higher per screen count of moviegoers than they did.
What
for their movie?
Wow. Lincoln's Box Seats.
We crushed Lonely Island in the movies.
We did. They only made about $3 million in over 2,500 theaters.
Oh,
a little movie called
God.
Range 15 opened up as the second highest box office opening for an independent film of 2016, motherfuckers.
Boom.
Wow.
That's epic.
God.
In our first six days
that's
of release.
The Drinking Bros are fucking awesome.
Drinking Bros?
The best. Dude, the goddamn best. And I really want to dive into how amazing they've been, their support and everything.
I've got a lot in development right now, Ross, and I have something I'm calling the Drinking Bro Initiative.
Whoa,
that
I love
we
it.
We will be launching in the next 2 weeks.
I love it.
I love so it. Good. I love it. Well, look, hey, it's all the Drinking Bros that came out. In the first 6 days of release, Range 15 has made $602,000. That is phenomenal. That's higher than any Sundance movie, South by Southwest, any of those fancy Cannes movies, all that bullshit. We smoked them. All you guys did up. This. Yeah, you went all the way up, and you told everybody everything's gonna be all right. And
we gonna be all right.
You fucking made it happen. Everybody right. came out in full force. Everybody was wearing T-shirts. They loved the podcast. They loved the film. All they did was rave about you guys. How were your screenings? I know you guys were in Texas. Jared was in Cerebral Palsbo. And then I believe you guys surprised some Marines at 29 Palms, didn't you?
Yeah. We did a show.
Who wants to go first on that one?
Yeah. I'll talk about El Paso. Palm Springs. Sure. So here in El Paso, we had a pre-screening here at a local barbershop that I go to. A cousin of mine owns it. We just sat there, ate, drank.
A real cousin, or is it like the Mexican cousin?
It's a Mexican cousin.
So everybody's related.
His aunt is married to my uncle, and so we cousined it up. Eventually, we're going to own a shop together. Yeah. I actually cut a hair. I cut someone's hair.
You can cut hair
I know.
Well.
I can cut hair well. Yeah.
You cut my hair.
Yeah, so we did a pre-screen there, a pre-party.
Well, Rocco set up a party for any drinking bro. It was, I think, with like free beer and shit.
Yeah, free beer and food and just come hang out. And then we went to the show. Dude, I think we had 179 people show up to the theaters.
Yeah.
It was a great showing. The cops were there armed just in case for all the other threats, because we'll talk about later.
What if they really did?
They did.
They were there because of us?
Yeah, they were. They were there.
and they were awesome, dude.
Palsbo didn't give me a cup.
And well,
there was, I went to City Hall and I asked them.
There was two and maybe more, and they were they're all, they were like, hey, they were.
I took pictures with their sons and their wives and stuff.
Their wives?
Yeah. Wives?
Too cool.
Yeah, well. And then after we had an after party, here's the cool thing. Two cases of Letzinger's whiskey. They only had two bottles left by the end of the night.
I will say, and I won't put out names, but I think it was apparent that like 85% of the audience was caring in the theater. And the cops didn't give a fuck. They're like, oh, that's awesome.
No one gave a shit. Good. Yeah, it was a great night. Great show support. El Paso came strong, and that's only one theater. There was three theaters. Two of them were sold out. One was still had about 15 tickets left. So El Paso, dude, we appreciate everything you guys did. The El Paso Drinker Bros put in a lot of support and a lot of effort in promoting everything. So again, thank you guys, El Paso Drinker Bros. You guys are fucking heroes to me, man. I appreciate everything you guys have done for us.
Badass. Yeah, Ross, Rocco and I just got back from Palm Springs, and holy fuck, puppet,
not
that
Palm
shit
Springs.
Hot.
I think Palm Springs is in Florida.
No.
There is a Florida Palm Springs,
and it's Palm Springs, California.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Jared, put down the France press, dude. Come back to America.
Oh, damn.
No, that's pretty cool, dude. So we had a couple friends and a wife, a Marine, and some higher-ups invite us out. They had a fucking pretty much a 1,200 seat theater on base at 29 Palms, which is about an hour away from Palm Springs, California. Big Marine base. And so we fucking 2 days notice. We're like, oh, man, kind of wanted to be home, but said, fuck it. We flew out there. And the first screening was pretty much almost 900 people in attendance.
Yep.
And
holy,
that's
shit. A huge, dude. Fuck,
yeah.
That's the biggest theater we've done.
Theater's it fucking
was
huge.
Legit, dude.
And so
the biggest theater in LA is Arclight. That holds about 500 or 600. You had 900 people there?
900.
Yeah, but here's
the
thing,
screen,
man.
Yeah.
We donated the film to them. It was free for all the Marines that were out there. And so, I mean, if you guys ever been to 29 Palms, I know you guys call it the Stumps. There's really not much to do. So they showed up. And man,
just that was ecstatic. Cool. What was the energy there?
People were, I think, severely confused why the fuck we would go to 29 Palms.
That's like, what it was.
The leadership, they're like, no one comes out to 29 Palms. They're like, well, that's why the fuck we're here. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. The guys out there. I'll give a shout out to Hollywood Hurd, and then the Marine and his wife who helped
Laura.
Set it up. Laura.
Laura Christine.
You. But they put.
So I grew up with her.
Oh shit!
She
okay.
lived right up the street from me.
She was so cool, dude.
Dude, she literally like. Organized a lot of this. Like,
no, I know.
Yeah. Just
her and Hollywood Hurd. Like,
yeah.
They put in work, and then and then the people who run the movie theater as well. They did a lot of work.
I smoked my first cigarette with her older brother. And the only reason I tried it is because he was like, "You cool? You want to smoke?" And then I choked and puked.
And you fucking did it. You peer pressured motherfucker.
Yeah, stop it. I mean, he was cool. His name was Aaron. Like, he was older than me.
You
want to
cool. be
cool,
bro?
I had to be cool. Yeah, I'll
you
want to
be cool?
I'll be cool.
Let's jump off this bridge.
And then I threw up.
Let's fuck this prostitute with
AIDS, bro.
And
then you made a CD for him to fuck to later that day.
Probably.
Hey, to wrap that up.
That's what you did.
To wrap that up, Ross, I do want to say thanks to all the Marines out 29 Palms. They were super welcoming. It was pretty cool. They set up a red carpet out there, and we got
it was dope.
Range 15 backboard, so we got to take
pictures.
Yeah, we stayed out there for about
three hours.
There's
one guy.
The
there's one guy. If I see him again, I'd probably smack
the fuck
out
red shirt 29 Palms, bro. Check what? Your shit. And just so you know, I got you. You know,
what do you do?
He was a douchey dude.
About what?
He was being a cocky, smart-ass kid. You know, like a cocky, smart-ass thinking that like, we're joking with him. We're like, hey, bro, chill. He goes, yeah, bro, I'm real chill, bro. I'm real chill. You're like, ooh.
There was a female individual, and he was almost trying to, like, take property over it and was just like, bro, like, let's leave that alone. He's like, nah, I got my, what'd he say?
He goes,
like,
I'm working here.
I'm working, bro. And I was, and we're taking photos. And all the other Marines are like, oh, fuck, Matt and Rocco is going to beat this dude's
ass. He's just being a douche, bro. And so it was like, bro.
We're not down with that.
No,
we're not down with that at all. And I think people,
it's a respect thing, bro.
Confused about us, too. Yeah. Like, and I don't say in a whole, because almost everybody we've interacted with is amazing.
Respectful.
But
yes.
We have had those few that think they almost have to fucking. Dick peacock.
Yeah,
you like, want, yeah, peacock. You want here's my dick. Dick. Here's my
I love
dick
that.
Peacock.
The dick peacock.
Like, yeah,
we need that shirt.
Like, the only reason I'll get these guys respect is if I be a dick peacock.
Yeah,
no, that's the opposite.
Yeah, it's
get
opposite.
The fuck away.
Just be a cool dude,
you
bro.
Fucking weird dick peacock.
If you want,
it's creepy looking.
Dude, I was waiting for him. If I saw him in the parking lot,
it's all dicks.
Yeah,
man of dicks.
I was hoping he was in the parking lot because I was going to say something like, hey, dude. You thought it was funny, but you were being a dick.
And you look like a fucking asshole.
Exactly.
And he requested that this female individual go to the chow hall for dinner three different times.
That's a great date.
He's like, girl, they got really good food
hands
there.
Hands down, red shirt dude. You are the douche of the week.
Yeah, good job, hero. If I find you.
But I will say,
fight on sight.
To the other 799 Marines in attendance.
899.
And, yeah, 899. And 500 the next day. You guys were fucking awesome.
Amazing.
Thank you.
These guys were, it was so cool to be there.
I just want to add, like, to the guys that either were a part of the screening or anything, like, no kidding. Laura in Hollywood, this was last minute. Literally, it was, hey, we got the screening at 29 Palms. I rushed to a FedEx, and I brought the DCP drive with me just because I knew for whatever reason that week, someone was going to need it.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I need this here. I overnighted it to 29 Palms. These guys, like, within 4 hours, bought a plane ticket. Like, there's a lot of sacrifice and a lot of, hey, we're putting you guys first, and you guys are important. So, and this is what's
and they're
going
commanding
on.
General
yeah,
also.
Say,
yeah,
they're Hollywood. Yeah,
they're general. The general was like, so they had to go past him. He goes, wait, this is my post.
Yeah,
I'll show them whatever
I
want.
At first, he got pushed back. Like, no, this is too edgy. What's it rated? He goes, well, actually, this is my base, and I own this.
Yeah.
So he took the movie to JAG and was essentially like, is there legality that's going to come across this if I show it? JAG was like, it's your fucking base, bro. Yeah. And the general's like, you're showing it.
Boom.
Dude,
yeah,
we
so the
need to go visit.
We
got to
find out who he was.
We should. We should go visit.
That's the
personally.
Shit. Because it's for his troops,
you know what,
his Marines, his fucking dudes.
The Marines, I will give this to them as the only service that has true GO leadership. GO leadership that does what's in their men's best interest. Right. I've seen that for the last fucking 14 years of being in the military.
It was awesome.
Is that the Marines, they have true officers that come up with them, and I think it goes a long
hashtag
way.
#Mattis.
With the way that the Marines have service pride. They're the only ones that have it like that.
Yeah.
And their officers take that to heart, and their officers also, no matter how high ranking they get, still push down to be for their guys.
I feel like Jared wishes he joined the Marines.
I like where I'm at.
Hey, you know, it's funny. My father's like Marine. Matt's father's Marine.
I like having good headsets. I'm good where I'm at. I'll take the service pride over the gear.
Let's hear about your weirdness.
Oh, God. Paulsbo.
Jared, so you, hometown boy, makes good on his promise, grows up, becomes a movie star. You come through your town. They drove you through the center of town on a motorcycle in a sidecar. You were in the sidecar on your own request. And then your high school gym teacher, was it, who was driving the motorcycle, the one you used to burn fuck CDs for him. He drives you down through the center of town. People are showering you with flowers and carnations. How was it?
Honestly, that was the biggest screening I was looking forward to. Just because when the promoter, which is Sarah Stevens, who has done a lot just in general for promoting Tug and the screen events, I mean, I think she's probably responsible for between 5,000 and 12,000 ticket sales because she's so on point with the spreadsheets and everything if you look in the promotion team. But when she sent me kind of the guest list, it was almost like I could not turn that away because the whole guest list was my high school graduating class, the class before me, and my sister's, who's 2 years younger than me. And my sister was going to that one, too. So I had to show up for that one.
Had she seen the movie at that point?
No, not at
all.
What
was the response from, like,
cool.
Dude, and again, like, we've seen different reactions to everything In Paulsbo, I sat on the side. Just I was sitting on the floor because my buddies brought a bottle of fucking whiskey and they kept passing it to me. So it was just taking plugs and having a good idea.
You're pulling them at best, getting drunk all the time.
Just get fucked up.
But they were so focused on me that everything, you know, that's a children's snack, you fat fuck. Like, that's an eruption. Like, whereas other theaters are like, ha, 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 no. In that one, it's like, oh, they just called fucking Jared fat.
Oh, that's cool, dude. Yeah,
that is so true. It seems like every showing, it's like people identify with a certain character in the movie. Yeah, like, Rocco's my man, and then everything hits harder there.
I got a little bit of love here in El Paso.
I've got something after this for Rocco. But so, Paul's been showing, I cried.
Did you really?
Did you really?
Not in front of them. They didn't know.
But did you?
Dude, that's great. When you saw the lineup in that theater, like, these were the high school greats. These were the people that, like, you looked up to and everything. They were all there. They were all there, like,
and they're
so
watching
excited.
You. They're watching
and they
you.
All paid for it, too. It was like, I was worth. I mean, there are people that drove from Gig Harbor, Tacoma.
How
people
far is that?
Took, I mean, you're talking an hour and a half. People took ferries.
That's beautiful, dude.
Like, they took ferries?
Yes.
Yeah, no, you had to take a ferry.
Ferries? Like, yeah. I think farthest people probably 3 hours away, but they all came back to the hometown because they wanted to see it at that theater because that theater meant something to us growing up as kids.
That's awesome.
So to us, it was just like, oh, God.
The
like,
one next to my hometown didn't hit threshold.
Yeah, my hometown,
super liberal.
There's a lot of drive-bys, and there's people that get shot inside there, so we don't do very well
but,
in the movie.
So to add on, like, Paulsbo, dear Paulsbo, you guys are fucking amazing. You guys, I can't believe you supported me that much, and to have all you guys there. You know, we did an after party. I almost got thrown out of the bar, which I've been thrown out of that bar before.
Yeah, good.
Because once we got super drunk, I was teaching all my old high school buddies, combatives and stuff. And my buddy literally attacked me with a knife. He goes, what do you do if someone comes at you like this? Runs at me with a blade, and I just put him down.
You're like, what? Even though I had that in me.
I was like, ah! He was like, oh, I'm not going to do that again.
Jesus.
So it got a little rowdy. But
that's great.
Additionally to the Paulsbo showing, my wife's mother's had a showing in New Jersey. Well, it was in New York, which border everything.
What town in New Jersey, by the way?
No, it was in New York. I don't know. We would have to yell for Caitlin because she would yell out the town right
Poughkeepsie?
Now.
Poughkeepsie? Was it Poughkeepsie?
I think it was Poughkeepsie or something like that. But
okay.
But at that showing, so my mother-in-law, her wife, and then 70 of her friends that are all about age 48 to 55 were there. They all took a vote on who they wanted to fuck.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
From
really?
The movie. Guess who won?
Rocco.
Rocco won.
Yeah.
It was. Well,
yeah,
oh, get this.
Big Poppy.
It was a unanimous
wow.
decision.
Big man.
Wow.
Like, every one of those old women said, Rocco, Rocco, Rocco,
yeah.
Rocco, Rocco.
He's got that 35-plus demo on lock.
Dude, easily. Yeah, that's the world that likes me. It's funny.
Plus, they did, in all fairness, though, they did see a sex scene with you.
Yeah.
Right
like,
before
like,
that,
they're probably
they
like I want someone to take control like Rocco did.
I mean, yeah.
Let's just say you fucked the life out of that girl. You know what I'm saying?
you know, though, You're My Gas Station Zombie has now become a thing.
Really?
No way.
Yes. You didn't see that?
No.
My buddy wrote that he told his fiance this morning, you'll always be my gas station zombie. And she goes, God, you're sweet.
Oh, my God. I love it.
That's incredible.
Hey, guys, sorry
incredible.
The podcast are talking all movie stuff. But
it's so romantic.
It's been a pretty cool week and a half for us.
It's been a,
no,
dude, it's been a hell of a
but
ride.
But, Matt,
dude.
I will say this. All of the drinking, like so many drinking bros came out to all the screenings. So they've been there. Shit. Shows have been sold out tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday. They're sold out pretty much through the end of June right now. So
tonight has been.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like literally 2 hours ago, I finally answered the last text that I got from Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I shut off my whole phone today. Jared thought I was dead because I was so burned out. I'm like.
Yeah. So
like, that was it. Like, thing, like, yeah. It was like, God, I still have to answer some of these
dude,
people. Like,
dude, it's been going crazy. Everything we.
Dude, the
all
movie,
of our, all
the
of
movie
our social media,
has been going
and,
crazy.
You know, we like, run all of them from Instagram to fucking. All of them are going crazy.
We don't have agents or fucking.
No, it's us.
And we still won't.
And I'm trying to. Dude, I'm getting. I'm falling behind on Article 15 because it's like people are just saying, all they're saying is congratulations. Hey, great film. And I'm like, fuck, there's like 100 of those. I'm like, fuck, dude. I got to cipher through these as well as like whatever else, you know?
You know what I will say too, which has probably been the most overwhelming response that I've seen from the film. And it will, they'll preface it with great, fantastic film. But I also want to say this. I think what this film had helped is doing, it's like the Drinking Bros community, how we all fucking support each other. You're seeing a lot of guys. We got a message from a kid that brought his dad, who is like 70 years, to a movie theater. And he's like, man, I've never seen my dad laugh and smile in 10 years. And the fact that the younger Drinking Bros and the guys that came to the movie invited him out for drinks and he got a beer. And he was like, these people that like haven't been a part of a community in 10 to 20 years since they served. And that's not one. That's not two emails.
No, man.
Hundreds of those.
A lot of my dad's friends texted him. Like my dad, my mom and my dad were telling me like, a lot of his old Navy buddies were like, hey, I went to your boy's film. Like, my God, that brought back memories.
Well, that's the thing, dude.
It's not even necessarily the film, but it's a way to get them together.
Exactly.
And then they all go drink beers like, man,
what I heard
the most about was the experience in the theater.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Everybody was like, dude, it was. I walked in and it was like everybody was my.
It like yeah, he's like everyone's my friend.
Yo, that
and
it was like chills, bro.
Yeah, I know. So. Holy shit! And the same thing. They go. I've never felt so safe in a movie theater before because most of these guys don't want to go to the public. The crowds alone, just you know, there's guys that just kind of just steer clear from that.
Yeah.
And they're fucking like, dude. I was home. I was hanging out with
all the boys.
All
the flasks and the purses.
Everybody snuck liquor in there,
sir,
man.
Hey, sir, you want some whiskey? God damn it, son. Yeah.
You know what was awesome is that
you're crying right now, Jared.
Shut up.
You're crying right now, and I love it.
The dude that ran Paul's Boat came into the theater as we're going. I had the bottle in my hand. I was like, ah. He's like, oh, you're good, bro. He's like, do you need anything from me? I go, hike the audio up about 30%, and that'll get it. He's like, sweet. He ran up, and he just turned the audio up. And then
all the way up.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
All the way up.
It's been amazing, dude. It's been an amazing, amazing ride, dude.
That's awesome. I mean, look, the scuttlebutt from my end, as far as how you guys were as actors, has been tremendous. Everybody said the same. I heard a lot of the feedback of this. Jared reminds me of Charlie Day, of the next Charlie Day. Rocco reminds me of The Rock, that he could be in action movies.
Hell yeah.
And Matt, the ladies loved Matt best. Jesus Christ.
See, he looks so
good. If I got asked
good.
For one more time Everybody of your number after a screening, yeah. They were like, he's like a real leading man, but like a real one who could actually like kill people. And yeah, I was like, that's why we love him.
Well, you know, I'm not going to go up on that stage without the guys, okay?
By the way, and if I get one more video that just says, ooh,
yeah.
Like, I'm probably 200 over the weekend. It's been awesome.
I think that's what you're – I mean, just because you're already an actor and so well established as an actor, I'm always like, what do you think about Ross? And they're like, I mean, he – ooh, I was like, oh, there it is.
Had this great idea while I was up in Washington is – I want to have about 1,000 Vandenham name tapes made, and I want to mail them out to every sergeant major in the Army, and we have Vandenham Fridays.
Oh, my gosh.
Great.
And we just get photos of sergeant majors that'll wear the Vandenham name tape. That'll be fucking hilarious.
It's crazy, man. I think
what did we just incur an hour ago?
Yes, a sergeant major.
Oh, shit. Can we?
No, we can't talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
Why?
Yeah, no, we can't because it was specific requests. We have to keep that secret for at least 2 more weeks.
Either way, man.
Yeah.
It
was a big deal. It was a really big deal.
Very, 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 very senior leadership in the U.S. military.
We got attention.
Wants to do something in a very, very supportive, cool way that gives back to the troops.
Just so wild,
and incorporates
man.
Us. So it's a cool thing.
It's wild. I think – I don't, here's the thing, man. We wanted to make people laugh. We wanted to kind of knock down the barriers and kind of do something different. And I think in that, we did more than that.
Greatest compliment I heard, and I heard this 1,000 times, I've never laughed like that during a movie.
Dude, I told Matt that the other day. Like, fuck, how many people told me that?
Everybody. Like, I've never laughed like that aloud during a movie. Like, and that to me is a win, you know?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I think you guys made the funniest movie of the year. I really do.
Ross. I mean, you had a small part as an actor.
I'm always amazing. Like I'm, you know, brilliant mind.
God damn it!
You should have done it.
Being amazing.
And
I'm used to being amazing.
Everybody was pleasantly. Look, you guys are the leads of the movie. Everybody was so pleasantly surprises you guys as actors. They were like, holy shit, I thought I was going to see something like a YouTube movie. Instead, I feel like I just walked out of like Super Troopers. That was the feedback across the board.
That's when I first started watching shit. I would preface it like, what, do you think this is just going to be like a long YouTube video? They go, yeah, man. That's what I figured it's going to be.
Dude,
and I'm like, yeah, perfect.
They didn't think it was going to be real. Like, hey, fuckers.
No. And they left and they were like, Jesus, you guys made one of the funniest movies ever. They compared that one scene to a basketball scene, like the announcers.
Yep. Oh, man. That's exactly what it reminds me of.
Dude,
My
sister's super liberal. Super. And my twin sister, dude. And she was like, it's really funny. It's really funny. I'm like, what? I thought you were gonna be pissed off.
I had one of my best.
My mom loved it. She said it was the best movie I've ever made. People were taking pictures with my dad in the theater, like he was famous. Like, and this was in Palm Coast, Florida.
That's awesome.
A tiny town. They never sell out a movie theater there. Not only was it sold out, but I sent down some signed posters, about 150 of them. And, I mean, they went absolutely nuts. They thank my parents for giving birth to me. Diane and Jerry Lowry, thank you for going. My parents, thank you for going to the Palm Coast screening and handing out posters and meeting and greeting. You know what they also said is that nobody wanted to leave after it was over. They said everybody was hanging out in the lobby. People were meeting up for drinks later, dinner. And they were there for about 20 minutes in the lobby afterwards talking about how great the movie was.
We got kicked out of 29 Palms because the movie started screening.
We did.
And there was still like, I think, 60 people that wanted photos. And then the new movie's playing behind us. They're like, hey, guys. And we're like, yeah, no, we're still going to take photos, but we'll be quiet.
Yeah.
Well, look, you're all movie stars now. You did it.
We heard there was a riot.
We're drinking bros, man. You know, you can call people actors. You can call anything. We're fucking drinking bros.
We heard that one theater out of everything. This is the only one we got reports of. I don't remember what city it was.
It was a bad one.
No. So the projector went down.
Oh, yeah.
The theater refused. In Minnesota, the theater refused to move it to a new screen, and the audience rioted, and the theater called the police to remove everybody.
Yeah. Because shit went down, bro.
Yeah, hey, look, shit went down
and
in other theaters.
You did the right thing.
Cheers to our maniac drinking bros. Yeah.
But there was, in all seriousness, there was issues at other theaters regarding ISIS. I'm sure you guys read the press reports. You guys were all gone at screening, so I had to field these fucking questions for you guys. You know, that there was threats around Range 15, but I will say this. There is not a safer movie theater in the country than Range 15. When I went to the Wilmington screening, we had a pre-party beforehand. No less than 6 people came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, Ross, man, I got you. Conceal and carry, you. Motherfucker. Like, everybody. And it was like, I've never felt so safe in a movie theater in my entire life.
Yep. Did he walk up to you and like, Ross, I don't like hip-hop, but we gonna be all right.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't believe one bit that one of those fucking coward motherfuckers would show up. Like, you're gonna go to a concentrated area where they're wishing a motherfucker would?
Yeah. I know.
I actually, we should put this out there. I'm considering, or we collectively are considering writing a song just called Fuck ISIS.
Oh, we're going
to
do it.
And I almost like, we'll make it somewhat comedy, but I want it to be almost like an Eminem hard-hitting one where you're just like, oh, did they just go full fucking hip hop like aggressive towards ISIS? I think it's
super
funny.
it ain't like shitty hip hop. It ain't like West Coast East Coast shit. It's
no,
like,
we're going
oh,
hard.
No, you guys are douchebags, and we'll fucking kill you.
Yes,
we're going hard on these motherfuckers, dude.
And I know
I would. I
know
look,
a
I would like
special
it.
Forces group that is about to go over there and lay waste to these
fuck dudes
of shit.
In their assholes out of dominance.
What?
We do that in this group. Yeah,
so yeah, Ross, here's another funny thing. My parents left their screening and then immediately asked, how do we join Florida Drinking Bros?
They text you. I was like, where do you live? In Florida.
Like,
I was like,
we want in. We want to start supporting. We want to start fucking getting involved.
Dude, people forget, like, if you're listening to Drinking Bros and you're not part of Drinking Bros, like, if you listen to podcasts and you're not part of the Facebook group,
that's
you're missing
70%
out. Yeah, you're missing out, on the full package of being part of this community. You're missing it.
The things that the Drinking Bros have done. I mean, we've got a guy from Jacksonville to San Diego, just from Drinking Bros.
Yeah, we did.
We had an Australian dude that had a daughter that has a horrible medical condition, and within less than 45 minutes, we raised $500 just to buy her toys and send toys over there.
You know, I'm gonna make a new slogan for Drinking Bros. It should be called Drinking Bros. We're not being an asshole is cool. You know?
I like that.
Because that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. It's just being a good dude. Being a good
Drink
person.
Drink Bro Initiative is coming.
Dude, game over.
Yeah.
Here's the reality, man. All these groups, these subgroups have been giving people a place just to be like-minded individuals, having a good time. And it's given a place for us. If we travel, I always have someone to drink with. And that's the biggest thing. We started saying, hey, Drinking Bros, never drink alone again.
Exactly. You know what? We need to go. We need to go back to that slogan. And I'll tell you what. This was in my TED Talk. I talked about.
Oh, let's talk about it.
I talked about.
Whoa.
I talked about.
Right. You rented a suit, didn't you?
Dude, did you rent that or buy it?
No, that was for the wedding. I just used it.
You're a dick, dude. Dude,
you went to Genghis.
I'm not
you went
lie,
to Genghis
Rocco
and rented
and
that shit at the mall.
Rocco and I both saw that photo on Instagram because you were, you know, on the West Coast, and we were just like, we both got creeped out.
Like, yeah, we're like.
At what point do you buy a white suit and not share it with us? Because we know, like, and we're creeped out.
Hey, you know, if you need a suit, I got a guy. Dude.
You got a guy.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we have a very close friend that after the whole event was like, look, we're going to Vegas. I'm going to take you to my guy. We're going to get you a beautiful suit.
Go to mine. I got some weird shit. He flies in
Actually,
right here, hang out.
If there's anybody that's a good suit guy and wants to hook me up, and I want that. I love
I got
suits.
It, dude. Dude, trust me on this. Trust me on this.
Trust me. The guy that gave me that option, I'm not passing that up.
Yeah. You're a dick. My guy will fly here.
You'll know who that is.
Okay, never mind.
I hate to dress nice, but like three times.
If I'm going
to
dress,
three
times
a year, I want to look so fucking dope, dude.
I want to look like Michael Jordan used to, fucking just fresh as shit. Go ahead, let's hear it.
What I talked about in the thing is I just mentioned, you know, the first year that we were doing what we were doing, the most common message that we got was, man, you guys, I wish I had what you guys have. I wish I had those friends in my area. I got out of the military. And now I'm back at this town or whatever, and I don't have those people.
Right.
And that's why we created Drinking Bros, to show everyone that you do have those people.
That's it. Everybody,
they exist.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
It's the networking.
You just got to find them.
Yeah. Yep.
You got to be able to find a way to reach out, and now we've created that for them. Hopefully.
It's easy.
So.
I mean, shit. Austin is at 500 plus members.
Yes.
Florida is at 700.
There you go.
You know, hey, you know who I saw last night was Jenna Sung from Drinking Bros Nerds.
Oh, she's so dope, dude. Yeah. She's so dope. She mediated. I did a live podcast slash freaking questions.
I need to know how they're doing those graphics on live fucking,
dude.
TV.
Right,
dude. So here you go. Like, I spent 4 hours. I spent 4 hours uploading all the weird shit they needed me to upload on phone. Like, it's just like I called tech service and they fucking did it over the phone. I did it for my laptop, and they were like, "All right, we'll take over from here." And then it was like, boom, they created it for you. Crazy.
Dude. Hey, Rocco, when I did the book club for Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, they did all of that for me. Stayed on the phone, make sure all of the graphics, all the video was up correctly. And then it went for 2 hours straight, dude. Those guys are fucking on it.
Drinking Bros Nerds, man.
I'm not going to say pick favorites, but Nerds is one of my favorite groups.
I'm going to tell you something else.
Could be the best subgroup.
You guys don't realize this, but they have some of these.
We should have subgroups of the year.
I'm going to say this right now, Ross. They have some of the best looking women, and they do nerds. Cosplay, and it's
dude,
game over, dude.
When you posted that, I platonically flirted with a girl using Diablo lingo. I was like, girl, I want to level your Paragon. She's like, will you? I'm like, that's
dude,
not funny.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And here's the thing: if we're gonna do any calendar ever again, it's gonna be the Drinking Bros Nerds cosplay females.
Yes.
No.
I think we should just do that.
No. You do a Drinking Bros calendar each. Each month is
each subgroup
compete for a subgroup. Yeah. So Nerds January.
Oh, game is over.
I think we need to do
it.
Wait. Here's the other idea.
Would be amazing.
Here's what I've been wanting
to
do.
We can sell it on Drinking Bros podcast.
Here's what I want to do.
Yeah. January is 6 months away.
Here's another thing I want to do. Let's do a convention. Everybody has their own
booth. No. I'm working on a cruise.
I'm done. You got it. I don't like cruises.
Yeah, but
we have a fucking empty baseball field here in El Paso. We bring everyone here and we just celebrate all the groups.
I think that, you know,
with a live band. We already have that.
Live
band. Let's just
you promote.
The only thing I was thinking about a cruise is we could choose all the headliners. You know, Ross is doing stand up. We're doing our fucking live music.
We can do that easier.
I'm doing stand up.
I'd be down. I'd be down for a cruise for sure. That'd be fucking awesome.
Fuck it, dude.
Cruise and a
Drinking
convention.
Bros calendar.
Let's
though,
do
dude.
A convention. Let's do a calendar.
Every month is a subgroup.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna start the ball rolling.
And guess what?
So we'll do a 2017 calendar, and we'll sell it on DrinkingBrosPodcast.com. And then the winner, whoever is the your favorite month, will make a T-shirt out of.
That's me drooling.
That would be great.
That's me drooling.
By the way, Jared, throughout this travel across the land to all these screenings that we've been going to, I only caught up on a couple entertainment things wise. JonBenet Ramsey, you're going to be happy to know, is coming to fall this TV, you fucker.
No way, it is. That's going to be great.
Well, here's the thing.
Dude, we just talked about it. Not O.J. Simpson.
It's not the American Crime Story. It's going to be CBS is trying to make one exactly like it. It's going to be a six-parter, and they're doing JBR this fall.
Great call. What's JBR? What's that?
JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Dude.
I'm abbreviating for Jared because he fucking loves it so much.
I just had a feeling.
You're right, though. You're right. I thought it was either the Casey Anthony one I thought was another good guess. That was you, Matt, right?
No, that was me.
I called Casey Anthony. I called Casey Anthony.
Yeah, Casey Anthony.
It's not – hey, we don't know yet. So, look, if I will say this, though. If JBR is taken by CBS, that means FX isn't going to do it. I think Casey Anthony is going to be –
I don't think anyone could top with the way –
going to win.
I think FX does it best, though. I think the way they did it
–
They need another one.
I think FX is going to do John Wayne Gacy.
You think so?
Why not?
Dude, I think Bundy's better.
Bundy's sick.
Bundy's disgusting.
Gacy had a lot more creepy shit.
Dude.
No one's really.
Dude, how about the Night Stalker? Do you know the Night Stalker? That motherfucker came from El Paso.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he took the fucking train to L.A., and then he started fucking people up over there. Eventually, the fucking L.A. crowd saw all the wanted posters. And they fucked him up themselves, dude. And he ran to the cops. He ran to the cops. Motherfucker.
Man.
Dude, speaking about random shit, I show up to JT's house right for the podcast today. And he's like, hey, what's his name? Can you put that up? We don't have to say the movie name, but.
Which movie?
The one that you're like, hey, can you fly out?
Oh,
like,
Matt has a role. Matt has a role.
He goes, in 6 days, can you go be with this in this movie with this person?
With this person.
We'll
just say this person.
Who's a pretty well-known comedian. I was like, sure, yes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the phone call after the podcast tonight.
Is that going down?
It is.
It's only going to be like one day shooting, but at least it'll be a fun scene.
It's a quick scene.
There's some decent, pretty big names in it, but I'll be down to have like a little fucked up scene. Where like, did I just see Matt in the
is Matt that dude? Is Matt?
That's
that
awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
That's actually fucking amazing.
I got to roll in a porn, but I'm just applying lotion. It's weird.
I think staying the fuck away from managers and agents as long as we.
Yeah.
Fucking possibly.
Yeah, it's getting a little hectic because you were just me and Matt were just talking about like I would love for someone to be like, "All right, this date is when you're traveling here. This date's when you're traveling here."
Yeah, but we don't need
that's like a publicist.
A publicist, like a full-time
It's a personal assistant is what it is.
A
publicist and a personal assistant.
Is a friend of a fucking huge Hollywood actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "Dude, this guy gets offered, you know, between 8 and 12 million per film, but he takes his take home is like 3.
Because he pays everyone else.
Because he's got to fucking pay this person and this person.
Well, you got to think about it. So you go 10% to your agent, 10% to your manager, 5% to your lawyer, and then you pay a publicist.
30% to the government.
But that's
yeah, you're right.
Hey,
you're
Jared,
right.
Those cuts are before taxes.
Oh,
so they don't take those after taxes. That's before.
Ouch.
So then you get your after-tax checks. Oh, boy. It's
That's funny. It's like homeboy made $10 million in this film. You're like,
he
took home 1.7.
Wait.
Yeah.
Ross.
And if you're wondering why Benicio del Toro is in the new Star Wars, it's, you know, typically when an actor wouldn't do that, it's, dude, that money's too sick to pass up on.
Hey, did you see Counterintelligence?
Not yet.
Not good. And I love The Rock. What'd you think, Ross? Did you see it yet?
You watched it?
I watched it today.
It did not. Here's the thing. So I had my eye on those numbers this weekend for the box office wise. It did not do well.
$33 million or something like that?
Correct. Which puts
like
it on pace.
That's like 6,000 screens, right?
Yeah. You're looking at close to 4,000 for that. Like, that movie should come in the 40s to 50s as a summer blockbuster. Not only did it not, but you were the two biggest social media stars, arguably, in Hollywood today, you know, minus Vin Diesel, that were promoting it. So something had to have been really awful,
dude.
So you're telling me this? There was a the script was bad.
Ride Along.
Here's the thing.
Again,
it missed. No, dude, because Ride Along was actually pretty funny.
No, but like at least I'm talking about the trailer.
It seems like it It just missed.
Same to me, Matt.
The humor just missed it. Like, they had The Rock acting completely different than what you would expect, right? He was acting almost like he was a nerd in high school, and he stayed nerdy. Realistically, he wasn't. He was like a serious dude, but he was acting like a fucking nerd.
Well, if he's in the CIA, he's a nerd.
Right. So his so his attitude was really weird. The humor was there here and there, but again, I was falling asleep, and I'm like, man, I can't believe I'm falling asleep. And I wasn't even tired. It was just boring.
Listen, it's like Mike Tyson's title's up for the taking right now.
Dude,
you better start swinging some blows. Bro, you might have to get your ear bit off. But
I'm taking over for The Rock.
Or beat off. Either one.
I'm down.
Jack that dick like you're mad at it.
I'll do it.
By the way, the weirdest comment of the weekend I heard was about Matt Bass. So a guy came up to me and said, "Man, I love the movie." He had a few drinks. He was like, "I love the movie." Man, Matt just seems so fucking cool, man. I just want to come around him. And I was like, "Oh, you want to hang out with him?" I was like, "Oh, you want to hang out with him?" He's like, "No, I just want to like come around him, you know."
Is
I was like,
"Real?
Whoa, oh,
that's great. That's real."
Did you say that?
Can we say that in the podcast?
Which one?
The one about the dude was like, "Hey, when Matt drinks, like,
dude, yes, yeah. I was hanging out with a group of dudes, and I think
couple dudes.
I assume this guy is homosexual, which whatever, no one cares. But I assume he was because the more he drank, he got more weird, right? And I'm thinking, I think I'm picking it up, right? And then he got really drunk, and he goes, "Let me ask you a question." I was like, what's up? And he goes, "You know, Matt Bass, when he gets really drunk, does he get more gay?"
Oh, shit. They wanted to know.
And I opened
they
up.
They wanted to know if they had a shot at the
title. Yeah, dude. Like, so I was like,
no, but JT does.
Yeah, that's just funny. Because I was like, and then I almost got offended because I'm like, wait, this is my best friend, bro. Like, no.
He ain't gay.
No, he ain't. No, he gets, like, he gets.
No, when Matt's sober, he's way more gay.
Yeah, he's
than
way
when
gay.
He
when, he's drunk, he'll fuck you up, bro. And the dude was like, "Oh, man, that sucks." And I was like, I got to go,
Ross,
dude.
By the way, I heard all that shit talking you did on It Follows.
What?
Oh, gosh. That movie. Fuck you and It Follows, dude. That
Stop.
I watched that thing. It was like a child's 90s movie. You should
start
a poll.
See who sides with who on this one, because
God,
that was a good movie.
I was angry.
Ross,
the only thing
Ross,
that was good was
watch,
the score.
When do you watch a movie that Jared requests? That's why I didn't watch it. He's like, "Bro, did you watch it?" It's like,
I know,
no.
I got to stop.
No, I didn't.
No, I stopped. I talked about it on the podcast with Jesse. That was the that was when we stopped listening to Jared.
You two were no. On the podcast, it's like, "Oh, the filming was good. Oh, the music was really good. The actresses were good. It was a shitty movie." No, it wasn't a shitty movie. It was a good movie.
Yeah,
you were being judgmental.
It had everything to it,
you're
but
being
a story.
Judgmental.
What was it? It Follows is exactly what it was.
It was terrifying.
It was a person. It was like a mummy that was following people that only they could see.
Yeah,
it was literally
it's
It Follows.
Scary.
It was if I named a movie Shit Blossoms and it was like, "Oh, what's that about? Oh, a little tiny flower is going to grow out of my shit today. Oh, great. I don't need to watch 90 minutes for you to explain that explanation for me. You told me in the fucking title."
Don't be such a cock peacock right now.
Yeah, don't
Ross.
Be such a dick peacock.
I'm not. Look, if you really want to watch
dick peacock or cock peacock.
It's an original dick peacock.
I like cock peacock.
It's too much cock.
Cock peacock kind of confuses me. Dick peacock.
I feel like Jared. I honestly feel like I give you the best things to watch on this show, and then you go home and it changes your life.
The last
I got
one
a new
you
one for you.
Me, the last one you gave me was so gay. It was like I turned it off like halfway through.
What was it?
I don't remember. It was some fucking bullshit movie.
Charlie Countryman, I believe
it was
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I just watched Range 15 on repeat. That's all I do.
Charlie Countryman was shitty, Ross.
You should switch it up and watch the 30 for 30 doc OJ Made in America on ESPN.
Do. Of course I'll watch that. Because the other day when my wife took Charlotte into a pizza place here and that was on TV, Charlotte screams, "OJ!"
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole restaurant looked at her.
That's fucking
not only is he
weird.
Wearing the jersey, the signed jersey that you had at the red carpet, but that was the most gruesome documentary I have ever seen. They showed extreme graphic photos of the murders and every single stab wound of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman.
No shit, really?
Oh, my God.
Unedited, no blurs. It showed every single stab.
I don't think he did it.
He did after I watched this, Jared.
You don't think so?
This left no doubt in my mind.
You think his son did? No way. Yeah. You're crazy. Be crazy. They said she was almost decapitated.
Yeah, but still,
dude. Hey, and they show it, Rocco. They show it in this documentary.
No, you know what that takes out of a person.
No, bro, I'm
going to
tell you right now. I think he fucking did it, bro. I think he fucking did it.
You are a liar and a fat man.
Watch this. Hey, Jared, every question I had about whether or not he might have not done it.
I watched
it. It was answered in this.
But
yeah, it was answered in this.
regardless if I come out of that documentary on if he did it or not, still he's up for parole next year in our next movie. I will hire him to be in the background just holding Charlotte eating popsicles.
Oh, father of the year. Jesus. The father of the year. They're going to have another town parade and cerebral palsy vote for you.
Would that and you're going to hire John Hello, Wayne Gacy as the clown for the school.
He's dead, but
someone else.
You would laugh.
I'm going to tell you,
you guys are sharing a sandwich
sharing ice
together.
Cream.
There's a good book I
would
read.
Would you let him be in Rescue 16 or janitors?
Oh, that would be so
either
funny.
Either or.
If he's
matter.
Killing one of the girls?
Oh, God.
Like, wait a minute.
No, we have to go. We have to go to prison to get advice from him.
Get really dark, yeah.
Or we make him, if he's in janitors, he's the criminal justice professor.
Dude, Ross, I read.
Holy fucking
that's
shit.
That's so funny, dude. Oh, my God. That's great.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Ross, I read a book that's talking about like lie detector tests. I forget what it's called, but it's some of the top.
Are you telling the truth right now?
I swear to you.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That was an easy
the
one.
The reason I can't get back in the Border Patrol is because of that stupid test. But, yeah. But he was talking about how he would have asked the questions to O.J. Simpson. He said that they asked the questions completely incorrectly, the way they did his lie detector. Yeah, the lie detector test. I forget what there's another way of calling it that, but I'm drunk already. But the guy said he would have asked the questions differently, and he would have got the answers he needed. And he goes, the guy whoever did it, they fucked it up. And it's a cool thing. It's a whole chapter just talking about that, just the O.J. Simpson
trial. Yeah, and this doc really it was 10 hours. This documentary, one of the most riveting. Riveting things I've ever seen.
It
was amazing.
I just pulled up the pictures, the death photos on.
They looked all right.
Oh my god!
Didn't look like OJ's work.
He did. He
dick, dude.
Oh my god!
Didn't look like OJ's work.
He goaded her. He definitely cut the both jugglers and the throat. That's a good one.
It's dude. It's
getting stabbed to death would be horrible. I would take a bullet. I imagine.
Oh yeah, yeah. Easily.
But wow, okay.
Let's bring it up to a positive. Let's get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. The Drinking Bro of the Week is a man named George S. Patton.
Oh, I like George.
George Patton.
I met him in California. I met him at the LA premiere.
Dude, we hung out with him. We hung out with him in Palm Springs, bro.
He was with us for two days.
We hung out at the pool.
Awesome,
we drank
awesome
with
guy.
Him.
Dude, I begged him to let me decorate his bathrooms.
What?
What?
Yeah,
the fuck is wrong with
you? I said that I would frame a bunch of really awkward photos and send them to him to hang in his bathrooms.
Okay. If you do.
What? Sure. So, hey, you know, also, why he's the Drinking Bro of the Week is there was a few theaters that were just a tad under threshold. He bought them out and he gave all the tickets away to vets so they could see the movie for free. George S. Patton is the Drinking Bro of the Week. We love you. We appreciate all you did for the movie. Hey, you're a cool motherfucker in real life.
Ross.
Yep.
As well as those theaters, man, he was a very contributing fact of the 29 Palm Springs screening there, because when we showed up, we didn't have a car, and so he was like, man, I'll just drive you. And it was an hour-plus drive back and forth. So he drove us to the screenings, came back, hung out with us the whole time.
Yeah, me and him talked about our lives and how similar they were. And dude, he's a cool
he's a
cat,
cool dude,
man.
And he supports the cause like no other. So we love you, George.
That's awesome,
cheers,
man.
To
hey,
George.
Cheers. And to the rest of the Drinking Bros community, thank you for coming out and supporting our movie. We love you so much. It's been a fucking blast. Thank you for tuning into the show twice a week. For Mr. Matt Best, Mr. Rocco Vincent Vargas, Mr. Jared
Bitter,
Taylor,
Bitter.
The old T-Bone Taylor,
T-Bone.
The hometown hero,
motherfucker,
pork smush.
Whip out
and,
that dick peacock.
And Ross Patterson, we are out of here, and we're going to leave you with take your fucking pants off.
Oh.
Lincoln's box seats.
It's boxies.
Hey, sometimes life has got you feeling restricted.
So what are we gonna do?
Yo, we're gonna be free. Let them have it, Rocco.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Take your pants off. Take your fucking pants off.
Take your pants off, take your fucking pants off. Take your pants off, take your fucking pants off. Everywhere we go, we're what? We take your pants off. Okay, I got my pants around my knees, feeling free, especially when the wind gusts. I love that breeze, it's that P-A-N-T-S-O-F-F, nevertheless, am I blessed? Hell yes, I must confess though, zero fucks to give, so I'm day drinking scotch. Pants down when I'm playing hopscotch. You might be judging, but I don't mean no harm, cause I'm shaking girls' hands with my baby arm, come on.
This world is crazy, but you have to believe. I don't wanna live my life without my CLK.
Take your pants off, take your fucking pants off.
This is how we ride.
Take your pants off, take your fucking pants off.
Never felt so right.
Day living like there's no tomorrow. In my silkies, I feel like I'm a superhero. Cause I'm flowing, going, never slowing. Chilling my spot, you know I'm rolling. Hands up, pants down. Kill a motherfucker when you hear my sound. You might wanna hate, but I gotta be honest. My silkies even won a wet t-shirt contest. If you wanna roll with us, then you know where to go. Pull them silkies up and show your male camel toe. Woo!
We like to party. We like to rock.
Like to rock.
Pull down your pants and do the helicopter cock.
Helicopter cock. Helicopter cock.
Just like a giant fan.
Helicopter cock. Helicopter cock.
Doesn't have to be a man.
Helicopter cock. Helicopter cock.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.